John Walden here. Glad you joined us for a little Bible study. I find some most unusual verses in the Bible. One of these is the last verse of the 5th chapter of Hosea. Some people never read the minor prophets, and yet they're just full of nuggets, very worthwhile. I will go and return to my place till they acknowledge their offense and seek my face. In their affliction, they will seek me early. The Lord is speaking in this verse. He says, I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait until these people acknowledge that they are guilty. And in their affliction, they will seek me early. They won't wait long about this. Affliction will bring them back to me. The word early here is also translated earnestly. In their affliction, they will seek me earnestly. In the 119th Psalm, David says, before I was afflicted, I went astray. How many people owe their restoration and even their salvation to the fact that God permitted affliction in their lives? Some of you who are listening to me are facing real trouble right now. And you wonder, why is all this happening to me? And some of you perhaps are bitter toward the Lord about it. And you say, well, if there's a God of love, why does he let things like this happen to me? It could be that he is allowing these things to happen to bring you to where you will cry out to him, where you will realize your need of him. I've seen this happen many, many times. One man told me that he was glad he fell off his house and broke his back. Isn't that an astounding thing to say? He said, I had no use for God, no interest in the Lord at all, and never read my Bible until I was lying on my back, unable to move. Then I began to be interested in the Bible, began to read. Now, he said, I see that the Lord allowed that in his mercy to bring me to himself. In their affliction, they will seek me early. If you're not saved, God may have to do something to lay his hand on you in pity, in mercy, in love, to bring you to himself. Far better for you to lose something on this earth than to lose your soul for eternity. But you know, Christians have to endure affliction. We who are believers often find ourselves in difficulties and problems, and this was said to those who profess to be the children of God. And the first verse of the next chapter says, come and let us return unto the Lord. For he hath torn and he will heal us. He hath smitten and he will bind us up. So you see, he's talking about people who had known the Lord. Come and let us return to the Lord. In their affliction, they shall seek me early or earnestly. Now, all affliction is not because we have done something wrong. There are at least 7 reasons for trouble in the New Testament. And God may be giving you trouble because you need to learn patience. He may be giving you trouble in order to give you ballast enough to keep you from tipping over in the high wind. You know what I mean, don't you? You may not be able to stand the nice things in life, the prosperity, all of the things that come to us that we think are good. You may not be able to take these things. They might upset you. And so God is allowing you difficulty just to keep you level, keep you low, and keep you close to himself. Whatever the reason, God never allows any affliction in the lives of his children except for their good. And so, if you're facing affliction, don't get rebellious. Don't fight against the Lord. And don't question his ways. But just say, Lord, I want to return to thee. I want thee to use this to help me to get right with thee and back to the Lord. Now, earnest confession of sin is the only way of restoration. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. In your affliction, will you not seek the Lord earnestly? Seek him early. Come and let us return unto the Lord. Lord, we pray that you bless thy word. Save the lost. Again, we ask thee. And we pray for thy children. Some of them are going through affliction. Help them to see that this is for their good, and help them to turn to Thee in their trouble. In Jesus' name, amen.